About an hour ago, we were chatting with our reporter, Bridget Murphy, who was out at Merriwar, where she'd been checking in on a bumper wheat crop. There was wheat there, of course, and as a result of that, there were mice as well. That got us talking about foxes last week and about how their numbers have gone up. We spoke to an animal controller who works in the Hunter. His name was Peter Bryan, and he believed the numbers had gone up because of the mice plague. Here's what he had to say.
It has, say, 4 to 5 young. When the time's hard, you probably only get 2 or 3 that survives. But having this explosion in the food, they're all surviving, which creates more problems.
Well, we thought we'd take a look into this a little bit more, find out how damaging foxes can be, how they got here in the first place. Matt Haywood is a Professor of Conservation Science at the University of Newcastle and is with me now to share his insights on this. G'day, Matt.
G'day, Paul. How are you?
Good. We brought them in from the UK. It was landed gentry for sport, as I understand it, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had these naturalisation societies that tried to make Australia look like the mother country, and we brought in all sorts of horrible animals.
How are they as a predator? Are they pretty good?
Oh, they're fantastic. Yeah, foxes in their natural environment are a magnificent animal. They're, so efficient at hunting, really good at the smaller animals. They're specialised for mice and small rodents and rats. But over here, because they've been moved into this new environment and our native animals don't have the appropriate predator avoidance strategies, the foxes just take out much bigger animals. So, anything up to about 5.5 kilograms is right in the targets for foxes.
So how much of that is genetic, the old nature versus nurture when it comes to avoiding predators?
I think it's, really inherited. So people have done research to try to train some of the native marsupials up to avoid foxes and to recognise foxes as a predator, and it doesn't work. So one of the major macropod, like the small kangaroo predator avoidance strategies, is to drop the young. So the pouch is really muscular. And so when they've got a joey in the pouch, they can just relax the pouch and the joey will fall out and then writhe on the ground and hiss, and then the fox will be able to, or the predator will be able to take the youngster, and the mum will be able to go on and keep reproducing, because that's a much safer strategy. She doesn't know whether the young will be able to reproduce. And so that kind of worked for Australian predators, things like quolls and 5,000 years ago, the thylacine. Mm. But foxes are much more savvy, I suppose, and as a placental predator, they've invested a bit more in their brain than marsupials have, and so they're able to perform different predatory behaviours that our native marsupials don't recognise as well.
Okay.
So they don't recognise the smell of foxes, and so they don't avoid them, same for cats. And so that's why our native species are much more susceptible to these introduced predators than they are to the native predators.
How are they at reproduction? They a factory?
Yeah, foxes are pretty good. I think your fox controller was spot on. 4 to 6 young in good conditions, and these obviously are pretty good conditions at the moment.
So, what's the survival rate then? Is that diet and food dependent?
Yeah, for sure. A lot of predators are restricted by the amount of food they get, and foxes are no different there. But it's for foxes, it's mostly about they're a seasonal breeder. So coming up to about July to October is the time that they start breeding, and they only breed once a year. So there's kind of the foxes that we're seeing now in the environment aren't a response to the mouse plague so much as the conditions that were improving after good rains last year, but this year could be even worse.
Okay. And how bad are they in terms of the damage they do to agricultural communities? What do they hunt apart from native animals? Do they like livestock as well?
Yeah, I think lambs are pretty badly affected by foxes. I mean, it'd be really only lambs, I think, that'd be affected.
Mm.
Wild dogs, obviously, are a problem too at times.
Okay. And I guess farmers will be bracing themselves for that possibility.
Yeah, often farmers and conservation agents plan their baiting regimes around the breeding season to try to knock off the breeders before they have time to breed, and then any cubs, try to knock them off too. We use poisons 1080, which is the major poison that we use at the moment. And that's because it's inherent in the environment. So some of the plants in Australia have got the sodium monofluoracetate poison inside them, things like gastrolobiums over in the southwest of WA, and there's a few acacias in central Australia that have this poison in them. And so we discovered this poison by the native animals feeding on the seeds and flower heads of these plants, and then when foxes ate them, the foxes would die. And so we've been able to use that for a long time, although now we're recognising that that's not a nice way to die for foxes, so, and we've come out with new toxins that provide a much more ethical way of euthanizing these animals. And so PAP is one of those poisons where the fox will take the poison and then just go to sleep, and if it gets a sublethal dose, it'll wake up and be none the wiser that it was almost poisoned.
Yeah, I'm sure that a lot of farmers will be investigating those techniques in coming months, Matt, and I appreciate you giving us a greater insight.
Pleasure. Thanks, Paul.
Matt Haywood is a Professor of Conservation Science at the University of Newcastle.